save your tools and things. On Hit 92.9.
Here's my top three favourite Maxes. Number three, Mad Max. Number two, Ava Max. Number one, Pepsi Max. But that's a soft drink and doesn't talk. So please welcome the world chart topping Ava Max.
The new track is Kings and Queens Part 2. It's out now. Ava Max joins us on Zoom. This is a little bit different than we're used to. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're going really well. Now, whereabouts are you at the moment?
I am in an office / recording studio.
Hey, babe, congratulations on the new track, the Kings and Queens Part 2, which is out now. But I did read an article earlier this morning that you've had to stand up to some internet trolls over the song.
You know, I usually don't talk about these things. And even when I see hate online on any artist, including myself, I kind of just look past it. Mm-hmm. This time I just was like, okay, you guys, it's like enough is enough. Let's not compare artists. Like, everyone is unique. Obviously, everyone is different. We were born from, you know, different mothers.
Yeah.
We're different. And so I think I just have to say something because I never say anything about that. And I, you know, hopefully they are nicer, you know?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm glad that you stood up. You know, I mean, like you said, sometimes you just bypass it. But I feel like now with social media and, like, especially kids on social media these days, they have to put up with a lot of bullying. So I'm glad that you stood up.
You know, I had to and not just for me, but just for everybody in general. A lot of other artists get bullied too. And it's just like, you know, enough of the comparing. Be nice. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. And I really believe that.
Now, I did read that your family moved you to LA, your request, at the age of 14. How hard was it to convince the parents?
It was crazy. It was like, it was more so my mom and I. You know, my dad at the time was just like, you know, she's 14. She should finish school. And then at 18, we can go, you know. But my mom was really adamant about it, and we had been doing so many singing competitions on the East Coast, like when I was 7, 8 years old. So by the time I was 14, my mom was like, you know, there's nothing left for you in Virginia. But she was just like, she was the rock of our family.
Yeah.
She really kept the family together. And I love that they supported me so much.
Now, the new track, Kings and Queens Part 2, obviously, you know, we're so used to this one, which currently boasts over 2 billion global streams and counting. Sweet But Psycho, it's an absolute belter. We love it. But tell us about Kings and Queens Part 2, mate.
So Sweetie and Love actually got on the track just 2 weeks ago. And it happened so spontaneously and fast. It wasn't something we planned. They heard the song, they loved it, and hopped on. And it is what it is now, Part 2.
Do you write some of these, but have you written this song yourself?
I write a lot with a writer called Madison Love and Leland and Circuit. So they're incredible songwriters, and we're just like that, like we're like the team, you know. We love to write pop songs together. And Circuit is actually the executive producer on all my songs.
I was going to say, when it comes to, you know, releasing music and things like that, who's your go-to person that you go, okay, I want you to listen to this, and they give you the yay or the nay or whether they think it's going to be a hit?
You know, I always go to Circuit for advice because I feel like he's been in the industry for so long and made so many pop songs. He's worked on, you know, The Weeknd. He's worked on Katy Perry. He's worked on Miley Cyrus.
And Rihanna.
You know, Rihanna. And so for me, it's like I really trust his opinion. Yeah.
Mate, with the pandemic at the moment, we've spoken to a few artists that have got the recording stuff at home and they're just playing around at home. Are you trying to go a bit crazy at the moment and get as much out as you can, or are you sort of relaxing a little bit?
You know, I'm not about forcing music. I don't like to force like more music all the time. Yeah. I think when it comes, it comes. You know, I have a recording studio here. So whenever I want to write or work, you know, Circuit and I get together and we make music, but it's nothing. I don't like forcing music. You know, it's nothing like that.
If I was to write a song for my wedding anniversary, where would I start?
Listen to a lot of Celine Dion.
Yep.
Actually,
I might just take that and just change a couple of words around.
bit of Boyz II Men, I reckon.
Sweet But Psycho, actually. That probably sits well with my wife.
Very nice. Hey, Ava, as we mentioned, the new track is Kings and Queens Part 2. We're playing it on Hit 92.9 now. Thanks for catching up with us, mate. We'll be sure to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you guys stay healthy, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Oh, thanks, babe. Bye.
Same to you. See you later. Save your
tools and things. On Hit 92.9.